Tom Mulcair is brought to you by Guaranteed Industries. Call the pros at Guaranteed Industries for air conditioning installation, service, or maintenance. 514-342-3400. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Andrew.
You know, there was a time when a lot of us thought you would be the next prime minister. That unfortunately didn't happen. That would have been fun. But here's the thing.
Yeah, now I get to talk to you.
Yeah, if you were in charge at this moment and you saw these growing protests popping up across the country, what would be your stance on this, these college protests, pro-Palestinian?
So. I think you have to take the high road and talk about the importance of being able to express a point of view, but then you have to call upon the administrations of the various universities to keep a very close eye on how things are going to go, because what we're seeing at McGill is not that McGill can't act. There was somebody who took on behalf of students an attempt. They made an attempt to get an injunction that was turned down by the judge. Correctly, legally, I believe. But at the same time, McGill has all the powers it wants to control its own territory. This was just a way out for them. They wouldn't have had to do what they're going to have to do eventually, which is to decide that they're going to run a university and have the diplomas are given in a big tent that's perched right there. They pitch
yeah,
it right
that's
there.
True, yeah.
They're not
yeah.
going to be able to do that. And so McGill, they're in free fall. And ever since they got totally blindsided, absolute incompetence in dealing with the Quebec government on this issue of the tuition increases. And now you can just see that they're just spinning around in circles. So put some pressure on the universities to start acting intelligently and get things done, because what you're saying is actually worrisome. It's the protest on the campus and the one-sidedness. I disagree with what they're saying, but they're allowed to have their opinion. But what's going to happen now is there's going to be a counter protest. And then is there going to be a counter protest? And is it going to bring in a bunch of wackos on either side? And is this going to turn it into a dangerous situation? So I think that really smart people should be looking at this. And I have to say, even though it's my alma mater, I did my law degrees at McGill. I love the place, the wonderful faculties and great teachers, but its current administration is an abject failure. I mean, I can't say it any other way. And so they're going to have to up their game, and they don't seem capable of doing it, frankly.
Well, they're not the only ones. There are protests at 200 campuses across North America, and we've seen what happens when police move in. This morning, actually, as we speak, pre-dawn raids on the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA campus, and they've moved in with flash grenades and riot police, and it's a mess. I mean, that's not what we wanted at McGill at this point.
No, but don't forget, if this thing had been handled more intelligently, you know, McGill, right now McGill is saying, oh, maybe we should sit down and talk to the people who are camping there. Fair enough. But the reason that they're there is they're saying that McGill was never talking to them. Now, I couldn't disagree more with their one-sided attempt to portray this as nothing more than an attack by Israel against Palestinians. It started with a horrific terrorist attack that killed 1,200 plus Israeli innocent civilians and in abject horror, and they've kidnapped hundreds of them that they're still holding. So there's not only one side to this story, as the people who are camping there would have you believe, but McGill itself had every opportunity to do this far differently. You know, we were the first university in all of Canada to go through this, simply because other universities seem better prepared for it. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, well, we'll see, because once popped up at the University of Toronto, we'll see how that progresses. I wanted to ask you about you. This was interesting. You were talking about this yesterday, that you suggested that Greg Fergus, the Speaker of the House, should step down because he's showing his political stripes a little bit too much in the way ejected Pierre Poilievre, the Conservative leader, from the House of Commons. Now the Conservatives, that's predictable, but also the Bloc calling on the Speaker to resign. Now, is it for the same reason that you stated yesterday?
Yeah, and what's interesting to watch in this whole thing as it does roll out is, of course, going to be the NDP of Jagmeet Singh, because he's got the balance of power on this issue. So is he going to prop up Trudeau's person once again? There's a big difference between bringing down the government, which of course Singh doesn't want to do because he doesn't want to have an election, and simply saying that this person, Greg Fergus, has shown himself to be too highly partisan. He cannot do that essential job in our democracy well, and he has to be replaced by somebody who might be able to do it better. So that's going to be a lot of pressure on Singh. I mean, you know, to put it in simple terms, it's quite clear that Fergus wears a red liberal shirt under that lovely black robe of his. There's no other way to look at it. You know, Fergus showed himself to be very partisan. It's interesting, but Poilievre came back yesterday, Andrew, somewhat chastened. I love the expression of John Iveson in the National Post. Looks like he'd been hit with a dart that had horse tranquilizer in it. He was somewhat chastened. I guess people around him said, hey, buddy, if you want to be the Prime Minister of Canada, you can't be that guy. So, you know, he's changed his tone a lot. And by the way, Andrew, the saddest part of that whole thing on Tuesday, you know, the whole wacko episode, was that the subject that was being discussed was absolutely serious. It had to do with the Liberals having granted British Columbia the ability to decriminalize all drugs. So you were allowed to shoot up heroin and fentanyl and smoke crack on buses, in hospitals, anywhere you wanted in British Columbia. It was an absolutely bizarre decision that was not thought through. BC is asking the federal government to recriminalize, and you know, scoring political points. Poilievre was on about that. Trudeau was, you know, like he was cornered. He was lashing out, and he had a piece of paper. He was actually reading his shots against Poilievre. But what happened is Fergus basically jumped into the ring and became a player. And you can't do that. You're supposed to remain neutral and just observe what's happening. Throwing Poilievre out so quickly, where he had done nothing with Trudeau. Trudeau had been very insulting to Poilievre as well. Nothing happened there. So yeah, the overall effect is this guy cannot possibly stay in the
So what's the rule there? Like I can't call you a wacko in the House of Commons?
Well, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, wacko is like a 2.5 as right. Insults go, right? I mean, like, okay. give me a break. You know, and Trudeau had called him spineless and whatever. Okay. I mean, this is schoolyard stuff.
So wacko, I can't call you a liar. I'm not allowed to call you a liar in the House of Commons.
No, you
correct?
Can say what you just said is unadjacent to the truth.
Right, okay.
Can hint at it all the way around. And you can say that out in the hallway, and it's what you can say in the House as opposed to outside the House. But decorum always breaks down as you get closer to an election. I mean, it's like rambunctious kids on a day where it's snowing outside. You know, it's they sense there's something in the air and it's going to change. And it's okay. I mean, it's not ideal, and people don't like bad words, even 2.5 bad words being used, because they want to see their politicians acting in the public interest. But this stuff happens. And this, as I say, we're getting close to an election. And the Liberals, you know, the most recent poll, National Post, Léger, 21 points behind. It's going to be pretty hard to make up that territory, but they've decided that they're going to do it by attacking Poilievre.
Okay. So you're
going after him for who he's met.
So Tom, I understand this correctly. I can insult somebody in the House of Commons. Like I can call them a name, or I'm not allowed to call them a name. And it's subjective. According to the, you know,
it's very subjective.
Okay.
In Quebec City, they actually have a lexicon of things that have been banned, like girouette. Okay. Girouette is the French word for a wind vane, you know, on the top of your house.
Yeah, yeah.
And one day somebody on the Liberal side pointed to Mario Dumont and called him a wind vane. And it was put in the list of banned words, which made everybody realize just how ridiculous that list was in Quebec City.
Yeah, no
in kidding. Ottawa, you've got some examples of things that you're not allowed to say. But overall, you're not supposed to use, you know, characteristics like that to define the person. But it's an absolute ban, to go to your other question. It's an absolute ban on calling people a liar. That one is easy. The other ones, as you just said perfectly, is a question of subjectivity. But where it broke down on Tuesday is that after having let Trudeau have his rounds and read off his holding that paper in his trembling hand as he was going to read his insults off, Poilievre doesn't need to read his insults off. This guy's, you know, he's got a very short fuse, and he was going after Trudeau. But what Fergus did after that, I mean, it was 1, 2, 3, you're gone.
Yeah,
and that was just, he could have calmed it down. He could have, you can hit pause, by the way. You know, you can say, I'm coming back in 5 minutes and the time has just been taken off your time in question period. That's enough of a punishment. And if this happens once again, then I'll read you. But he did not do that. And he just went 1, 2, 3, and he said, okay, you're gone. And this is where it broke down. It was manifest to anybody who's played in politics. Those of us who have been in that arena knew what happened that day.
Okay.
Fergus exposed himself as being a partisan Liberal.